TV.
Well, this is the first time all week I have had the inclination, the energy, the spiritual fortitude, the anything, really, to sit down and talk to you. And which tells you something. It really told me something. It told me something that all 4,000 shows up to this point have been absolutely, totally, legitimately real and honest and true. Because this is the first time this week, this has been the first time in 13 years that I haven't felt it. And what that told me was that unless I feel it, I can't do it. And that was a revelation to me, a good one. It should be a good one to you, too, that every show you get is legit, that there's something there, something I have to say, or else I wouldn't say it, or I'm absolutely unable to say it. And in the case this week, it was both. Both nothing to say and unable to say it if there were something to say. This week, this thing's got the better of me, but I mean, it doesn't mean it's going to continue in that way. I was at the hospital today. I'm recording this on Wednesday. I went to the hospital at 8:30 and had an appointment with the doctor. He looked things over and he admitted that I needed some wound care. I haven't had any wound care except my own, which is hard to believe. You've seen how this thing looks, and it ain't getting any prettier. And I have definitely needed pain management. And so we talked to the doctor, and he thought that me being admitted to the hospital for at least 1 or 2 days would get things started in that department instead of just waiting in between infusions with the, you know, immunology, because I've been miserable. I've been in terrible pain. I mean, in tears. I've been in tears of frustration. Yesterday was a real doozy. I had a real doozy of a conversation with God. But I think I said it as a rant to my sister. I left my sister a text message, but I was praying to God, but I guess I just wanted a witness. And I was just saying, how long, God, you know, how long are you planning on carrying on this? How long? And was not pleased at all and let God know it, which God always seems to honor and appreciate. And I cried and screamed and let it out. You have to let it out. It's like everything was on fire and there was no relief, and I just needed to take drugs to sleep, and I didn't want to wake up, you know. So that was a short season, I guess, if you want to call it short. I don't know. Not really that short. So my life seems to be hanging in the balance, if you ask me. I mean, maybe it's not. But I think it is. But so today at the doctor, I agreed to come back today. So as I sit here, within the next couple hours, I'm going to go back. Marie and I are going to go back. I'm going to be what's the term? Ingratiated? No. Indoctrinated? Inculcated? Induced? No. Inducted? No. Oh, admitted, yeah, to the hospital. I honestly couldn't think of the word. I'm going to be admitted to the hospital today. Right now it's around 3:30 something, so I'll go in there about 5:30. And they're going to get me established. And then hopefully I can take care of the rest of it at home. But I need pain management, or else I'm out of my head. Pain's unbearable at times. And the little doodads they're giving me, the little chiclets they're giving me, aren't doing the job. Little Pez. They might as well be giving me my pain meds out of a Pez dispenser. It's for like babies with, you know, tummy problems. It's not working. So I got a better things coming. So that's good. So maybe I'll be able to feel like a normal human being and be able to make shows like I'm supposed to. But I will never make a fake show. Like I said, if you heard my audio, I made an audio yesterday. But again, you're not going to get any of this stuff unless you're subscribed. I have friends that I've had for years who said, oh, I haven't subscribed. Why? Just go to martinzetter.com, scroll down a little bit to the right, subscribe, and you'll always get communications, what's happening. Otherwise, you won't know what's happening. It's free. It doesn't cost $100. But I know it takes time, and I know it takes doing it, and I can't blame anybody because I procrastinate worse than anyone. So I get it. So I got home from the hospital today, and I knew there was going to be a nice little few-hour break between having to go back. This is going to be at a place called Cleveland Clinic. It's the Weston, Florida branch. It's a famous, world-famous hospital. The main branch is in Cleveland, Ohio, but there's a branch down here. And my doctor, I got to admit, is a pretty nice guy. I wish he wouldn't wear a mask. I'd like to know what he looks like. He was just on vacation in Greece. I was asking him about his vacation. I was tempted to ask him, did you wear your mask in Greece while you were eating that delicious Mediterranean food? But I didn't ask him. So I was laying in bed. When I got home, I was freezing in the doctor's office, just freezing. And I got outside, finally. It's summer in Florida, right? And I'm freezing. So I got it outside. Maria drove me home. She's great. And I was just laying in bed. And she went somewhere. I forget. She had to go somewhere. And I'm laying in bed, and I got two spiritual thoughts for you, really. I'm not going to make this long, if I can help it. And one was, I can't go wrong. It's like, what can they tell me now that could really fuck me up, right? I mean, they could say, oh, your cancer's getting worse. I'm saying, no. What else? Okay. Why wouldn't it, you know? See, on three, Satan don't want me around, but if God's for me, who can be against me? So, you know, God's in control of that. So I'm really sorry I even mentioned Satan's name. It doesn't even belong here because, you know, he operates at the behest of God. And secondly, I thought that if somebody told me, hey, you're going to get well, great. I want to get well, it'd be great. And then if somebody told me, hey, you got like 2 weeks to live, I would buy a couple packs of cigarettes for sure. And I would enjoy my time as much as I could. I told Maria this, and this is a bad conversation to have with your wife. Poor Maria. I said, baby, you can't lose. I said, for one thing, I said to her, I said, you married the right guy. You married the right guy. First of all, you married a great husband who takes care of you. And then I said, let's say the worst thing happens. You know, she goes, no, I don't want you to leave me. I said, okay, but I don't want to leave you, but let's say the worst thing happens. I said, I have to be very delicate how I put this. I said, you see, you're not going to be without me for long. Because, see, the way the times are, very compressed, and the end of the eon, the end of the she understands the eons. And I said, she understands the apocalypse and thing. I said, so time's very short. If I were to go away for, I would only be gone for a short time. And you would see me again. And when you see me again, I'd be in much better condition and you'll be golden. I said, so you can't lose. If I'm alive, I'm the wonderful, brilliant, loving husband that you know. Okay? If the stoppage of life takes its course, I'm not going to be gone for long because things are developing very quickly. And before you know it, like, I'll be back in a much better condition. And you'll be you'll be well, well taken care of. I don't know if she understood all that, but that's okay. It's nice to talk about these things with your wife. Oh, so much fun. Not nice. It's not nice. It's just a necessity. But we both think that I'm going to be okay because, see, the doctor I talked to today, he's not the doctor that's going to do the surgery. That's at a different hospital, but he knows about it. It's like, I'm two-timing him. I'm two-timing this doctor, okay? Because I got another doctor at the hospital down in Miami. This guy's in Weston. And he knows I'm two-timing him. He's not a surgeon himself, but his buddy is, namely Alexander Jones, the doctor that looks like, his picture looks like his senior photo. And he's the guy that said, can't operate, it's inoperable, which was deadly to hear at the time. I mean, I'm used to this information now. Like, you know, I'm used to the bad news. I really cannot imagine any sort of bad news that could really throw me that far off. I could probably get thrown off. I'm not saying I'm impervious to devastation, but I'm just saying it's not going to be what it was when I was first in and this first started happening. It was like one hit after another. And the hits just kept on coming. Now what are they going to tell me? You know? So, I call him Squeaky. And the doctor I saw today at the Cleveland Clinic, I forget his name. I can never remember his name. That his cohort, the guy who does the surgery, his name's Squeaky, Dr. Jones. I said, Squeaky, I mean, Dr. Jones, says no, can operate. But this other guy, you know, this soccer player guy, Messi, Lionel Messi, he says no problem. He said, well, what did Messi say when he looked at your thing? He said, he just looked at it. He said, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's pretty bad shape, but I do surgery like this all the time. That's what he said. Yeah, that's what he says, what Messi said. What did Squeaky say? Squeaky said, no can do. Squeaky ain't going near it. Squeaky probably wouldn't even play that operation game as a kid, you know, that guy with a big bulbous red nose and you try to pick the funny bone out and, you know. Squeaky couldn't even play that game. He'd lose every time. Zink. So anyway, I'll be in the hospital for a couple of days starting tonight. So you won't be hearing from me for the rest of the week. But it's a miracle you're hearing from me now. I just got this inspiration. Why did I get the inspiration? Okay, I was at my computer. I'm going to end with this. And I was just going through random crap, you know, trying to get my mind off things. And up came this guy, walked into pawn shop, you know, the Pawn Stars, that show that Rick is the main guy. Actually, his dad owns the pawn store. It's in Las Vegas. Some guy came in with a Beatle contract. The Beatles' first contract. Their first management contract with Brian Epstein. All four Beatles' signatures on it. The guy was asking $1 million for it. But, you know, Rick's got to make sure it's authentic. So calls in a friend, calls this guy in. This is from October 1st, 1962. It's a hell of an artifact. the Beatles' first signature of ownership, not ownership, but management, okay? So he calls this guy in. It's a real deal, man. It's the Beatles' first management contract. Brian Epstein, of course, helped make them what they were. Put them in those suits. Made performers out of them. Made a show out of them. They were a ragtag, ragamuffin, leather-clad ruffians, and he polished them and put them in the suits and made them into a world-class act. Really made the Beatles who they were. And John Lennon at first objected when they went to get the suits, you know. Oh, we're in a Beatles suit. And it was George who said to him, John, we wear what they want us to now. We can fuck with them later. That's exactly right. Let's do what they want us to do, and when we're famous, then we can fuck with them later, but do what we want. Exactly what the Beatles did. Perfect strategy. So this contract was legit, and I've looked it up since. And Paul and George were actually underage, so Paul's dad had to co-sign, and Paul's dad, Jim, had to co-sign, and George's dad, Harry, had to co-sign this thing. And this thing ended up selling for like for $750,000 on auction. And I thought of a certain other contract, although you wouldn't call it a contract. It's a contract God signed with us. We're looking at members of the Beatles here, one of the most, the most famous rock band on earth. Arguably four of the most famous people to ever walk the earth in modern times, the Beatles. John, Paul, George, and Ringo. But when you're talking about the future, talking about eons that count, eons 4 and 5, not these shitty eons like 1, 2, and 3. I mean, the Beatles are the kings of eon 3. That's nice, except eon 3, yeah, might have knocked the price of that contract down to, you know, $150,000, because it is eon 3. Now, if you have a ownership document that gives you status, godlike status in eon 4 and 5, well now, Sotheby's, stand by for a newsflash. We got something valuable here. And in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul says, grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blesses us with every spiritual blessing among the celestials in Christ. I'm in verse 3, by the way. According as he chooses us in him before the disruption of the world, we to be holy and flawless in his sight, in love, designate us. This is the word in the Greek, orizo, designate, orizo. Make clearly visible to the mind. Make clearly visible to the mind. And I will say that God's mind, that's whose mind we're talking about, God's mind is much more solid, much more dependable than a piece of paper. A piece of paper can be crumpled, burned, blown away in the wind, cut into pieces, but God's mind, to be made clearly visible to the mind, clearly visible to the mind, it's on the mind. And beforehand, it just means priorized. You take that orizo and you add prio to it, priorizo, before clearly visible to the mind. Like before we even showed up, we are the John, Paul, Georges, and Ringos of the celestial realm. We are the future celebrities, and that's such a weak word, the future magistrates, the future rulers and reigners of the eons that count, which is eons 4 and 5. In love, designating us beforehand. First here, chooses us before the disruption of the world. In love, here it is, in love, designating us beforehand, signing it, designating, seeing it. So sure, not just seeing it, but clearly visible to the mind, whose mind? God's mind. Written upon God's mind, designated for the place of a son, an intimate one, for him through Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus was the only son of God at the time, but Christ Jesus, instead of getting jealous and saying, ain't going to be no more sons, I'm the son, God says, you're the firstborn, and you always will be the firstborn. And of course, our Lord was not truly jealous, did not put up an objection. He knew the score from the beginning. I'm just acting it out in case anyone out there would try to put themselves in the mind of Christ saying, hey, I'm the firstborn. What is this? You're going to have other sons? I'm the son. He's the firstborn. Designating us beforehand for the place. And this is not everyone. Everyone is saved. This goes back to the lessons last week. Everyone is saved. But not everyone is designated beforehand for the place of a son. You understand that? The ratio between those who are designated beforehand as sons and those who are saved, I wouldn't even, couldn't dare to guess. But if you want me to, I will. 1 in 600 billion, okay? Very rare. In love, designating us beforehand for the place of a son, for him, for God, through Christ Jesus. He's into it. He's in on it. He passes it through, stamp of approval, in accord, that is, in agreement with the delight of his will. Whose will? God's will. For the laud of the glory of his grace, which graces us in the beloved. So that is a management contract. This is worth far more than $750,000. Huh? I scoff at that figure. I scoff at it. What would you expect from something that's on a piece of paper in Eon 3? From four musicians. Okay, the Beatles are great. I love the Beatles. But they're musicians. They play guitars with strings. A guitar is a piece of wood with strings on it. With different, depending on how tight you turn the string, it either goes ding or it goes dang. Oh, that's special, isn't it? Not really. Or you got a drum, you got this barrel with a animal skin on top or a synthetic skin, and you hit and it goes boom. Wow, that's special. Is it really? Not that special. I love Beatles music, don't get me wrong. And it takes a special group of people to put the ding and the boom. And there's also something called a bass guitar, very low guitar. It doesn't have as many strings as the other guitar, and they're tuned far lower. They're looser and lower. And a boom, kind of like bum, 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 bum. Now, I agree that very few people can put these instruments together in a way that will please the senses of the majority of the people. So congratulations to the Beatles for that. It's pretty astounding. It's amazing. And they'll sell a bunch of records. What's a record? They somehow put the sound on vinyl. I don't know how they do it. They cut a groove in a piece of round vinyl. So that when you run a needle over it, the sound comes out of the speaker. I don't know how the hell you do it, but it's very, very, very primitive. Yeah, but what about CDs? Very primitive. What about streaming music? What about... It's so primitive. It's just so primitive. No matter. I'm sorry. I mean, I dig it. I get into it like everybody else. But compared to this... Designated, signed, seen, delivered on paper in the mind of God, which is more valuable than paper, can't be trashed like paper, can't be lost like paper, can't be burned like paper, can't be wrapped, can't be used to wrap fish like paper. Before the disruption of the world, to be holy and flawless, I didn't mention that, or should have, verse 4, and then for the place of a son, for the Lord of his glory, and to make known to us the secret of his will, verse 9, and for the purpose, I should get to this before I stop, I have to, how could I not? To make an administration of the complement of the heirs, like to finish the whole plan of God, to head up everything in the Christ, the Son of God, the one who created everything, to head up, to finish the universe, to bring everything to perfect subjection to Christ. I mean, I Want to Hold Your Hand is a great song, you know, and Let It Be is a great song, but heading up the entire universe, every creature, every human being ever born into unison, bringing the whole of creation into unison with God, whether things in heaven or things on the earth, with the authority of God in Christ. I don't know. I think that's like pretty much more spectacular. Of course, you can't convince anybody today in that, because you're trying to compare that to, like, why don't we do it in the road? Are you trying to compare that to Come Together or Helter Skelter? Yeah, I know. That's the way people think today. I can't change it. But God's going to change it.